It's a winning combination in one bottle. The experience of a world-famous French winemaker and the deliciously ripe fruit from Chile, and at a great price.
Well, joining us to talk about it all, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Welcome back, Scott.
Oh, well, it's good to be here. Sean, do you know what wines I like? I'll tell you what wine.
All of them.
I like Bordeaux wines.
Okay.
I do. I like Bordeaux wines. But you know what I really like?
What?
Bordeaux wines from Chile.
Okay. Why is that?
Because they're a great value. You get the expertise of the Bordeaux winemakers, the great ripe fruit from Chile, and together it's a winning combination at a great price.
Well, tell us about the wines from La Postole Vineyards.
I think I will. They make several different series, if you will. The Casa series is their entry series. Younger fruit sourced from the Rapel and Casablanca Valley. The 2009 La Postole Casa Cabernet Sauvignon fermented in stainless steel, aged for just a little bit in neutral French oak barrels. But it has these scents of red currants and cedarwood that really belies its kind of age. And they just waft up from the bouquet and they get joined by plum and black cherries on the mid palate. And then you get these little tiny notes of vanilla on the really mark a smooth finish. $10.
$10?
$10. It's a great wine.
Wow. What if you like a Sauvignon Blanc? Anything there?
Well, listen, with this weather, I know it's changing, but folks, go out, run, and grab a bottle of this Sauvignon Blanc today and get in a hammock quick. The 2011 La Postole Sauvignon Blanc, fermented and aged exclusively in stainless steel tanks, pure core of fruit, of grapefruit, nectarine aromas, and then in the full-bodied palate, you get flavors of green melon, a little bit of tropical fruit in there thanks to a semillon they add in, and then touches of lemon and lime citrus on the bright notes on the crisp finish. $10.
Wow. Now, these winemakers usually have their more bargain basement prices, and then you can ratchet it up a few.
Yeah, let's talk about something kind of on the in-between side, the Cuvée series. These are from single vineyards under the organic biodynamic program they run. 2009 La Postole Cuvée Alexander Carmenere. Now, Carmenere is sort of the national grape of Chile. This shows off an elegant nose of red plum, black cherry, and just a little cardamom spice. I like that. But the wine's well-balanced. It has a round core of black fruit and tobacco flavors, just a slight green, leafy, herbaceous note on the structured finish, but it turns to kind of a smoky little hint there. $19, a beautiful wine.
30 seconds. We're going to talk about something if you want to splurge.
If you want to splurge, the 2008 La Postole Clos Alp Alta. This is a mix of Carmenere, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon. This is hand-sorted berries. They absolutely have very little intervention. They do it with they ferment it with wild yeast. That, you know, there's a party right there, right? And so you get intense flavors, black cherry, black plum, red currants, roasted espresso. They shine all the way through, elegantly balanced, sweet tannin, structured finish. Hints of cocoa and coffee, $65.
Ooh, but it's really, really good.
It's really worth it.
Thank you, Scott. That's Scott Greenberg from the Washington Examiner. You want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.